Welcome to In Contact Lansing, a public service of Town Square Media. I'm Duran Martinez, joined by Jolie Hamlin and Mari Garza from the Capital Area District Library. It is Reading Month. We are in March, and you look out the window, and yes, today as we do this show, it's March. But in like a lion, out like a lamb, and that's something that we've been taught. But then again, who wrote that? Because, ladies, this is Michigan. It doesn't apply.
No. Exactly.
So let's talk about what you got going on. It is Reading Month, Jolie, here in March. And that, of course, as we wind down this long winter we've had here, it's encouraging kids to really kind of step up their reading practices, and because we know we'll be distracted very soon with spring and outdoor activities.
Definitely. It's a great time to emphasize reading for young ones. We have a lot of activities that we spotlight throughout the month of March. Mari may be able to tell you a little bit more about all the fun things we have planned.
So during March, most of the branches at CADL or Capital Area District Libraries, we bring in storybook characters. So we have costumed characters that attend story times, and sometimes there will be parties, celebrations. It's really a lot of fun. The children just love seeing a real life Clifford the dog or Pete the cat. If you check the event schedule, you can see specifically when the characters are coming, but it's all month long. CADL has been doing this for many, many years. We participate with the Early Childhood Literacy Coalition on this event. And then there's a big event actually at the Hanna Center in East Lansing on March 18th, where all the characters get together. It's a lot of fun. And then in the branches, we're also doing a calendar. It's called March's Reading Month Calendar. And we are encouraging young children to come in and complete some or all of those activities and then bring back the calendar to be awarded a prize. We also have some special drawings going on.
Nice. Now, I like the idea, and I'll tell you, I really like the idea of the characters, because I know books are very two-dimensional, very flat. And I mean, not that that's a bad thing, because your mind basically is the vehicle that takes you to wherever that book is going, however you decide it to be. That is what our imaginations are for. But to be able to put that character in front of you to be able to touch for kids, especially, it gives them a different perspective. And again, sometimes it won't always look identical to the character. It'll be as humanly close as we can make it, but there's still an association and a memory that is being made with them. And I think, too, that it really gives the book or any book a little more life for the kid to read. Am I close?
Definitely.
I know there's no test on this, but
definitely. Especially if you've spent many months, even years, reading about Pete the Cat, and then when you actually see him up close, it's just a really wonderful experience. So yeah, I totally agree with you. Even if it's not the exact representation of what you see in the book, it's just nice to make that connection.
You know, it's funny, and I usually throw in my own experience, but as a kid, big Marvel Comics fan, loved Spider-Man. And when Tobey Maguire was the first Spider-Man, my gosh, he's exactly what I thought Peter Parker would be. And then they switched him, which ruined it all for me.
Right.
You know, think about it, I got like two other Spider-Men. But I mean, again, all those years of having this character, what that character looks like, what that character sounds like in your head, and to have that physically be in front of you, I think is really important to keep kids focused, especially today with so many distractions outside of physically picking up a book or nowadays having a monitor of some sort to read through the pages of those books. To have that hands-on experience, I think, really enhances what the kids are doing and will probably get them more involved in the library and what it has to offer. Now, let's talk about the month. You have a calendar. Explain the calendar a little bit to me, because I'm looking at that calendar. Again, this is Radio Theater of the Mind. It looks full. It looks like mine on a daily basis, you know.
Well, there is something to do every single day on the calendar. So today, we are looking at March 7th, I believe, and it's write a letter to a friend or a relative. So you are encouraging a child to sit down, use their skill to use a pen, use a pencil, write something personal to someone in your family, a friend. And at the Capital Area District Libraries, we really, really promote a lot of early literacy practices that would involve writing and drawing, using all those skills that you have with your hands.
That seems to be a lost art, too. I mean, writing in general is a lost art. And I'll say for my, I write things on a daily basis in the studio. But I mean, when you look, and because history is so big to me, I do a lot with antiques and buying and selling a lot of these things. I love old ephemera. I love old paper and letters and things of that nature. And the way people wrote, even a basic, hey, we're going to the cabin, you know, it was so eloquent. And we've really kind of lost all that with this digital age we live in.
Yeah.
I'll leave the punctuation thing out of it because
right.
That's a task to read Facebook.
Actually, when you're looking at this, write a letter. I mean, you could interpret that as, you know, using your computer to write and and sending an email. I'm hoping that children will use their hands to write a real letter. Not a real letter. A letter that involves script.
Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Julie, I mean, you're like agreeing with us over there.
Yes, I'm doing a lot of nodding over here, just assuming you can all see me nodding my head. I was just thinking about, too, like with this calendar, how we focus a lot on fun and making the whole reading experience like pleasurable for kids. Because if it's like a lot of kids, it's just a natural course to learn how to read. But sometimes it's challenging. And if we take away that fun aspect of it, mm-hmm. and with whatever regard it may be, I mean, some kids, if it's like they're drawn to comics, don't discourage that from the perspective of, like, if they're coming to a book, if they like to listen to a book on CD or listen to stories, like, that still counts as ways to, like, encourage children to read and to develop their early literacy skills. I was just thinking in my head, like, with this calendar, we focus a lot on, there's something called the 5 early literacy practices, mm-hmm. and they are reading, but it's also writing, playing, singing, and talking, all of those different things. So we try to focus on things like, there's sometimes stuff in here about, you know, clap a song or what rhymes with cat, because that's not actually like reading, but thinking about rhyming and words that sound alike actually set kids up for becoming excellent readers throughout the course of their life.
You know, and what people don't realize too, I mean, comic books, the writers of comic books are not uneducated people by any
Correct.
Stretch. I mean, there are words, there are things in there that, you know, that will improve a person's vocabulary. Not only their vocabulary, I think their sense of humor as well. Even if they're like super serious comic books, there's a lot that can be taken from them. And again, going back to the whole Spider-Man thing, that's probably why I got myself in so much trouble with my mouth, because he was kind of a real sassy character, you know, and I really admire somebody that would speak their mind, you know, and defend themselves in that manner without physicality.
Right.
So, and that's something that, you know, again, yeah, I'm in this business probably for that reason.
Right.
So that was a pretty good start. But, and when you take in books through, you know, audio, through digital audio or CD or whatever else, you are getting, to me too, what the full experience of what the author is trying to say, because again, there are words that they will use that we won't use in everyday conversation.
That's a good point. That's definitely true.
That are really, really enhance your overall, not only your experience in life as a person, but I mean, going forward into the job world and things like that, a good vocabulary, strong vocabulary is very important. And that's what the library is, the place to start that whole thing. So yeah, that's again, my 2 cents.
We appreciate your 2 cents.
But, and for those listening, you're listening to In Contact Lansing. I'm Duran Martinez with Julie Hamlin and Mari Garza here. We referenced this being March 7th. We record this ahead of time. We rebroadcast this on our 6 stations here at Town Square Media as a public service. But again, it's just, I mean, this is going on all month long, and you've pretty much scratched the surface as to what's going on just a little bit here in March. But there's so much else that the library does throughout the course of the year. I mean, you guys are in here with me a few times a year. Trent's not here, hiding, lurking in the back, smiling as he always does. But that's not to say that things aren't going on.
Right.
I mean, March is just like the big kickoff to the year.
Right. This is an exciting year for us because this is the 20th anniversary of CATL. Now, there were public libraries in the area prior to that time, obviously, but they were Lansing Public Library, and they were affiliated with the Lansing School District. Then there was also like a body of Ingham County libraries that had some rural and suburban. So about 20 years ago exactly, a new library system formed where a bunch of these smaller branches and systems came together and became Capital Area District Libraries. So we have a lot of fun things planned this year. Just if you go to our website, cattle.org, or if you pick up any piece of like one of our events guides, you'll see that we have a 20th anniversary logo. In April, there is a National Library Week that is April 9th through the 13th. And we'll have some celebrations that week. We're going to have Patron Appreciation Day in every branch. We'll have, you know, some cookies and some things to drink. We'll have some special bags made and things that, that patrons will be seeing throughout the year. Some interviews with really big, wonderful performers and authors and such that we've had throughout the 20 years. So it's an exciting year for us this year. And we've accomplished and done so much in 20 years time. I was just thinking yesterday how much our collection, I mean, every format, we have it not just in the traditional physical format now, but also in a streaming format. We have services. I think it would surprise a lot of our customers and Ingham County residents to know it's about 50% of our checkouts now are actually a digital collection.
Sure. That's interesting to me. I mean, because look, library to me has always been books, and Deb that I work with here was talking about how much she loves the library. And I know vinyl is like making a comeback too in yes. reference to old records. That was one of the times I really remember most was going back in the '80s, going back, listening to the rock albums that I wasn't going to buy or couldn't afford or Columbia House didn't have, whatever it was, and sit there and listen with my blue headphones and listen to records. But that whole experience is really making a comeback as well.
Definitely. We probably won't be collecting vinyl
sure.
again at the
but
library.
But I know a guy.
But there's a couple things that relate to that. Like we do have, we probably will be adding throughout the course of the year an LP player in our Library of Things collection. That's something that we're looking into. So if people have old collections, but they don't have the means to play them, like we may be getting something like that. Another thing that we have, like in this 20 years, when I talk about what we've accomplished and the way things have changed, in our local history department, we have a whole maker space that has all of these different means of, for example, if you have physical old slides that you can convert those, you need to make an appointment and learn how to use the equipment. And it's something that we show people. And then by appointment, they're able to do that on their own. So it's not something that we can go and do the whole project for
sure.
them, but that resource is there. So you could convert all your slides if you had old LPs and you wanted to like record those or put them digital. There's methods like to do that. So it's really exciting, like the face of the library. A lot of times people think of it as it's a place for books or magazines or like one thing, but
sure,
we like to entice people with that one thing, and then there's so much more that we offer.
Yeah, I really have to say how impressed I am every time I speak with you folks at the Capital Area District Library. Again, website cadl.org, that's the cattle we reference. How impressed I am. Without this show, without doing this show, I wouldn't know. And in turn, everybody that actually catches this on one of the times, they're learning about what the Capital Area District Library is doing too. And in that 20 years, I know what we've experienced in radio over the past 20 years, how we have dramatically changed from an age of actually using CDs or even vinyl records or what we called carts that look like old 8-tracks, all our music, where everything now is digital. What we record on is digital, and editing is no longer the tape splicing with a razor blade that I never had to
right
do, thank goodness. But you know, and then offering, you know, instruction on how so much history, family history, is lost because we can't convert things. And did you see my face when
you were
talking about slides?
Exactly.
I mean, wow, that's amazing that you have that technology and the ability to show people.
Exactly. Like we have a scanner. If you had a physical photo that you wanted to to preserve for perpetuity, you'd be able to, you know, learn how to use that very high-end scanner and keep it for yourself to share with your family.
And you also, and Mari, I'm not sure how long you've been with the library, but since I've been doing this show, you guys have had some amazing exhibits come through town. Most recently, the one I remember was the 9/11 exhibit that came through. Quilt. That was incredible, the quilt. And that, of course, again, as I mentioned before, is rather close to me because I have a friend that was a Port Authority officer that was trapped under one of the collapsed buildings. And was safely, you know, brought out from that, lives a great life. Wow. One of the most amazing people I know, one of the most inspiring people I know. But to have that quilt come through for everybody to see was far and above what I think a lot of people understand the library to be.
Right, right, definitely. Yeah, and one of the things with our 20th anniversary, just thinking of displays, is like our local history department will be doing both an online and a physical display of how Capital Area District Libraries has changed in 20 years. So that's sort of, it's in the works, but that will be something fun to watch.
And you know, again, back to the calendar, I mean, there are so many things going on that, and what are the costs? Let's talk about costs, because you guys don't run by yourselves. I mean, there are, well, let's just say late book fees sometimes.
Right. Right.
Nobody's living on that anymore, obviously, right. Because you have the digital downloads that disappear after a certain amount of time now. Mm-hmm. Which just amazes me also.
I know.
It's like, what?
It's
what?
Crazy.
Wasn't done.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, what do you look for? I mean, are there fundraising opportunities for the library that you're doing? Are there things that are, you know, that the community can help with?
Well, we always accept donations, financial or otherwise. This primarily, the library is funded through local property tax. So in our service area, again, like I said, we are serve all of Ingham County, except mm-hmm. the city of East Lansing has their own library in the city. And it's 1.56 mills. It's actually a millage year in our 20th year also. So that will be, people will be hearing about that more later spring, early summer. But about 90%+ of our operating, how we make things happen, is through that local mill. Like I said, it's 1.56 mills, and so for like $150,000, I could get this wrong, so don't quote me.
I believe it's not a math show, people. Okay,
yeah, it's somewhere between less than $200, like a year that you would pay for with that value of a house. So another way to look at that is, you know, that's about 5-6 hardcover books.
Right.
Another way to look at it. So.
Yeah, it's when your books aren't cheap either, you know, and you see them get donated or in yard sales or something, it's like, wow, they don't hold their value. I mean, they're valuable to someone,
right?
But the overall retail, the process to make a book, the marketing, the advertising, what people don't really see, it's not cheap, and the author's got to make a cut too, and the publishing, everybody has their hands in it, but. The library is where you go, so you don't have to incur those costs. You can find what you want, and it's always been there. It's always been a part of the community, and to have these, like I said, to have these projects, this calendar month coming up, you know, with the characters coming, that mm-hmm. that still got
it's
me.
Fun.
So, what else in the next few weeks do you have coming up aside from characters? Because I know there's another, you know, Trent wanted something else mentioned.
Yes.
And I'm always picking on Trent because either if he's here or not, God bless him, I'm going to pick on him because I like him a lot. So,
okay. All the better when he's not here to pick on him.
Right. I want to mention the 92nd Newbery Film Festival.
Yes.
That is going on March 10th. At the Celebration Cinema, that's in Lansing, and it's at 10:30 in the morning. And what is the 92nd Newbery Film Festival, you might ask? Well, lots of awards for books that are given for children's types of books, and the Newbery is one that is very prominent, and we, the American Library Association, picks a book that is every year outstanding for young readers. So the Newbery Film Festival is asking children to make a film, ideally in 90 seconds, about a book.
Nice.
So the award goes back to like the 20s. Yeah.
I remember.
So there's a lot of books to pick from.
But let's make that clear.
Yeah. So in the fall, we've done this a couple years now. We bring in someone to help children learn how to create a film, how to edit it. And then they upload the film to a website. The festival was actually started by James Kennedy, and he's actually going to be here this weekend or on March 10th at Celebration Cinema doing a program for us. But we're also going to be showing all of the entries that are local, but also entries from across the country. And it's just a really fun time to see children create their vision of a Newbery book. So they tell the story in sometimes 90 seconds, sometimes closer to two minutes or 3 minutes. It's just really, really fun. So yeah, James Kennedy and also illustrator Aaron Zentz will also be here on Saturday or the 10th at Celebration Cinema.
Now you've had local writers, local as in Michigan, the Michigan Chillers. Jonathan Rand was there. That was one of my favorite things to talk about also, because when I was up north, we had stopped by, when my daughter was younger, I had stopped by his Michigan Chillers Museum, and I look at a gentleman, rather ominous looking, you know, fella in this place, and I'm like, I bet you I know who that is. So I went up, introduced myself, and I host an outdoors radio show too, because he does things for more advanced readers and whatnot, and had him on. A very, very gracious individual, and it was really funny to talk to him. Again, he looked like he just came off the set of a karate movie, you know. we had a really good conversation. He was so willing to share what he does with everybody on my other show, and to have him locally here in Michigan and be so popular. He's like our Stephen King.
Absolutely.
You know? I mean, he really
absolutely.
Is.
And if you'll allow me to give him a plug,
the
Michigan Chillers is the series where he features cities all over the state of Michigan. And the Lansing one, it's finally coming out.
Oh, good.
I believe it's in May that book will be available.
That'll be awesome because, he signed, give my daughter posters and signed stuff and everything else. And it was a really fun and informative conversation. And to have that access, again, just to stop by his Chillermania place up north near Indian River and to actually have him be there. I mean, a stroke of luck, but still very, very, you know, fun to have that.
I was like, through my job, I've had so many opportunities to meet different authors.
Oh, sure.
And I just tell you what, I hesitate to say this like on air, but I'll have to tell my coworkers, now don't tell my boss how much fun I'm having, because meeting authors is just like the most amazing thing. If you have the opportunity to come to like one of our programs that you get a chance to hear them speak in their own words, or maybe like read a book, like you're saying, it's a really moving experience, and they tend to be so accessible and so happy to share with somebody who loves their books. It just changes the whole thing. It just adds a whole nother dimension to it. Related to that, one of the things that we're doing that's special this year again, we had for several years did a Capital Area Reads program. So it was focusing on one book. It's tended towards being an adult book, but we've also done like youth books in there. And we encourage the whole community to read this book. And then we have a lot of programs that are involved and like revolve around like the topic of the book. And we also try to always have the author visit if we're able. This year we had about maybe, I don't know, a 5 to 10 year hiatus, you know, when there was a little bit of a financial crisis, something that we had to cut back. But we have, we're bringing that back this year, sort of celebrating our 20th anniversary. And the book this year is Behold the Dreamers by Imbola Mabu. You know, that's kind of a mouthful. But it's a book about immigration, citizenship. There's just a tons of things about today's world that are in the book. Sure. It's also a very accessible book. I mean, that can sound sort of heavy, but it's not really heavy. It's very accessible. It was actually one of the Oprah books, and the author will be in town on April 28th at the Lansing Center, 4 p.m. All of that, again, is at our website, cattle.org. And there's just tons of programming around that. So if that sounds of interest, again, just connecting with an author, hearing things in their own voice, there's nothing really like it.
Yeah, because nobody reads a Morgan Freeman book like Morgan Freeman. I mean,
exactly. Exactly. I mean, that's so true.
I would listen to a Christopher Walken book.
Right.
If he had a something come across.
I think he does have a book on
maybe. Oh my gosh. I would so buy that on tape or digital download, whatever it could be. I just love hearing that guy talk.
Right, right.
You know, I mean, great, and a fantastic actor as well, but there are people that, you know, only they can give their story, and to have that opportunity for a book on tape, because look, anybody can read, anybody with the ability to hear can read something in Morgan Freeman's voice. That's just all there is to it.
Right, right.
But to have the author, to have them, this is their experience. It's gone from their mind to their hand, and whatever format they do, that is where the experience comes from. And I think there is probably no other way to me than to experience that book if it comes from them.
Right.
So
definitely.
I get 2 cents given twice. Nice. I'm broke now. I'm in radio. But there's so many things going on, and this is just March. And you guys have a year full of things coming up, and I'm sure you have summer activities, summer reading programs.
Oh, we do.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't have to stop in March.
No, a nice tie-in. It's this year's theme is Libraries Rock for summer reading. So there's a music theme. Yeah. It's nice. Yeah. Elfmari, if you want to say anything.
Oh, just that it's coming. We are actually right as we think about it, this week and next week and last week and 3 months ago, we've been planning for this program. So yeah, that's a ways away. But yes.
Well, let me know how I can help, because we'd love to have you here on In Contact. Again, public service of Town Square Media. It's fun to have you guys in. And if anybody has a similar topic that they'd like to talk about, they can contact me via this radio station here, Duran.Martinez, very simple, at townsquaremedia.com, or you can just call the front desk and they can give you my my contact info. But cadl.org, cattle with a D, cadl.org is the website for the Capillary District Library Reading Month, kicking off for March. So many things, and you got music coming up, which I'm really interested in. And if you've got, you know, if you need exhibits for rock and roll, I've got a few.
Oh, nice. Ooh, so I might take you up on that.
I mean, I've got a bow that was used in concert by Ted Nugent. I've got autographed memorabilia. I've got
I see a display at the Lansing Library.
I got some stuff, and absolutely. But I really appreciate you folks joining us here. And by all means, best of luck with Reading Month. And anything else you want to mention real quick before we call this a show?
One quick thing I'll mention too. Another thing to try out this summer, kind of a newish thing that we're doing. It's called Story Walks. So throughout Ingham County, we're trying to continue to grow this. But there's one in Hazlitt at our Aurelius branch, at our Holt branch, Fenner Nature Center.
Sure. Did you say Leslie?
And Leslie. And we're, like I said, we're trying to grow and have a few more in place this summer. But go out with your family, go for a walk on these trails in the local parks there. And what you will find is along the path, there is a storybook. There's a couple pages of the storybook. You walk a little further with your little one or your family member or whomever, and you read the next pages. And so it's a nice way to engage with outside and reading.
All right. Appreciate you joining us here. This is In Contact Lansing. Jolie Hamlin, Mari Garza, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. This is a public service of Town Square Media.